And we're back on the Wednesday afternoon show. And I'm pleased to be joined by Emma Missouri, who is a representative of We Will Not Be Silent, who are going to be, well, you know what, Emma?
Yes,
welcome.
Sir. Thank you. Glad to be here.
Tell us. Well, instead of me just running roughshod over this whole thing, tell us.
Okay, I will. The Occupy the Landscape Walk, 22-mile human rights, social, and economic justice walk, is part of Wall Street to Main Street, which is this fantastic installation of like 50 different artists all over Main Street in Catskill. And Lori Arbeiter and Sarah Wellington have an exhibit in an installation at where the Mayflower restaurant used to be. And they are, as part of the whole process, Von Potash asked the artists to create an event around their installation. So in fact, the 22-mile walk is deeply connected to this great show that's happening in Catskill. And we're going to be walking on May the 26th, starting at 8:30 or 9 o'clock, from the Woodstock Green through Woodstock, through Saugerties to Catskill. And at the end of that 22-mile walk, there'll be a free community dinner. We're still trying to figure out a location, but we'll let everybody know as soon as possible.
Okay, and you have you've set up a Facebook page,
yes.
I think, which is a major sort of locus of information. You have an interesting quote up here, actually. I'm noticing now that people have only as much liberty as they have the intelligence to want and the courage to take, from Emma Goldman, who
who's my namesake.
Well, there you go. So you have a lot to you have a lot to live up to. I mean, who obviously her life she went through a significant early stage of what do you want to say, oppression on the part of the powers that be here in this country, as she tried to work for meaningful change politically and socially. There's been this sort of attitude, I think. I mean, you can correct me if you feel that I'm wrong, or if you want to just comment another way. That's the
sure.
Occupy movement is somewhat untethered now from the bulk of the with the bulk of the hardcore occupation and protesting that was done and sort of went dormant over the winter. That they sort of they've had their 15 minutes of fame. I wonder how you would.
Well, I wouldn't say that at all.
Okay.
They're untethered from Zuccotti Park, from Liberty Plaza, but in fact the movement is growing all over the country. I mean, today and yesterday there were huge demonstrations against the Bank of America and around their irresponsible banking, mortgage foreclosures, and all of this. And I also see the whole recall of Scott Walker in Wisconsin, and what's happening in Oakland are all, the Occupy Wall Street movement is untethered from place and tents and feeding people, and really has become a much bigger movement, and a lot of people taking it on. I mean, there are committees of Occupy Wall Street here in Catskill, in Hudson, in Woodstock, in Kingston, and people are really working, I think, for this kind of social change and economic justice that occupiers at Zuccotti Park had in mind.
Well, if you would look at it perhaps as an attempt to change the tenor of the discourse, I think they would. Almost anyone would admit that they were an unqualified success in doing that. Whereas the concept of austerity on the part of, let's say, the very serious people involved in the pundocracy, political discourse here, was obviously, you know, the uppermost, I think, in terms of discussion. Previous to the growth of the Occupy movement, that has changed somewhat. The issues of fairness and accountability have returned. I think why I was trying to sort of throw out the bait about this, having Occupy having run its little bit of fame, is that there's a certain wonderment as to how these ideas can further be translated into coherent action without being either subsumed or overwhelmed by somewhat more mainstream political processes, especially as we are in an election year, presidential election year, and there are a lot of issues and large-scale battles that are going to be fought. And I mean, I think that's basically what I'm sort of, you know, both fearful of and just concerned with as someone who is, you know, kind of into this. And I guess now leading this into a question is, what do you hope to achieve by undertaking this walk from Woodstock to Catskill? I mean, just what exactly is it? A question of allowing people to see? Is it a question of witnessing, or is it a question of bringing people together to as part of a physical struggle?
You got it. You're right on it. First of all, I think that We Will Not Be Silent as a project, which started in 06 during the Iraq War, We Will Not Be Silent in three languages. They sold like between 50 and 60,000 t-shirts to people because people needed to not be silent. And this walk it connects three places where economically things have been devastating. In terms of the closure of businesses, in terms of a horrible disaster in terms of Irene, and the ongoing problems with upstate New York in terms of our economy. Ulster County, Columbia County, Greene County have really suffered over the years. And it's really interesting because Lori and Sarah are out today walking from Saugerties to Catskill, and they couldn't get out of Saugerties. They have signs that say the right to the common good, the right to a home, the right to a sustainable economy, and people kept stopping him on the street and saying, "What is this about?" So the other part of this is an educational process. It's like people know this. They understand that we have rights and that we are the ones who have to claim them. And part of the walk, one of the ideas of the walk is that every step we take together counts. And so it's two things that you've talked about, and also connecting these towns who have been economically so depressed for so long.
So how would someone get involved? I mean, like, what are some of the options for people who are interested in this? Can you
it's really important to us for people to be able to participate in whatever they're comfortable with. And some people can't walk 22 miles. There will be, 10 or 20 people who do the whole walk. But we're really also encouraging people to either walk us out of Woodstock, which is all sidewalks, or meet us in Saugerties and see us through Saugerties. But particularly coming the last mile in Catskill, which is out by the Price Chopper. We're going to meet everybody out there probably around 6 o'clock or so, and then we'll walk into Catskill and to join us for the community dinner. And the walkers are all going to be carrying these black signs with white lettering. And I was just out seeing Lori and Sarah coming down the road, and people were really slowing down and going, what is this? And looking. And so, to be able to participate even for the last mile is really, if that's what people are comfortable with and they can do it, absolutely. If they can't walk, they can just join us for the community dinner.
Yes, and or observe and, I guess, engage in the social media demonstration aspect of it.
Absolutely.
Retweeting, reposting. Is there contact information for people who...
Oh, absolutely, yes. People can get on the website, which is wewillnotbesilent.net, and then click on current events, and it brings up Occupy the Landscape immediately. We're also on Facebook, both as We Will Not Be Silent, but also we have an event page that's called Occupy the Landscape. Or they can call us. We're happy to take calls, and my number is 718-930-5191. And then we also have an email address, which is info@wewillnotbesilent.net.
Okay.
So could I ask a question? Do you need any other help from people besides just walking with you?
Oh, we would love to have people being safety monitors. We're very concerned about, because it's a very curvy road, safety monitors, people helping to set up the community dinner would be fantastic. Musicians, we've got some musicians that will start us off. Meet us in Saugerties. We'd love to have musicians play as we come into Catskill and also play for a community dinner.
Okay.
Thanks for asking that, Peter.
I think the other thing to mention, because it'd be silly of me to not, is that this is an aspect, this walk also will be raising money.
You bet.
For two worthy organizations.
Oh, way worthy. And since I'm the outsider, let me say this. First of all, for this incredible community radio station, WGXC. And it's so important, too, because we have a right to people's media. We have a right to have communication. We have a right to facts. So we really thought it was great to be able to do whatever we can to help support WGXC, and also the Greene County Council on the Arts, which has done a great deal for downtown Catskill and the economy here. And so walkers can pledge per mile and raise money that way. They can ask people to support their walk, or you could just make a donation, and all of that information is on the website, the Facebook and Twitter.
Yes, I see it's on Twitter at Reclaim Language.
That's the hashtag.
Somebody just came in who's so important to this whole project, which is Fawn Potash, who's created Masters on Main Street and Wall Street to Main Street, and has been so supportive of us around this walk and other aspects of this wonderful project she's doing.
Yeah, come on in and join the conversation for a sec if you ever have a moment.
I could do 1 second. I've got a cranky 6-year-old that wants to go home and get a snack.
are you planning on doing the walk yourself?
I would like to be available at the comfort stations, and it sounds like a lot of artists from Occupy with Art and the movement in New York City are coming up for that weekend and would like to join for the dinner. So that's a great opportunity to meet some of those artists who've been involved downstate. And so I'd like to be involved at the comfort stations.
I'm hoping she'll take some photographs.
I'd love to take some photographs. I'm going to make some things for the potluck. I'm a great cook.
Great.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you, Fawn.
Thank you, Emma. Thanks, Ryan.
Thank you, Fawn.
Okay, so... Let's recap briefly, Occupy the Landscape. It will be there's a 22-mile walk, the route from Woodstock through Saugerties to Catskill. It's coming up on the 26th of May this year. You want people to basically, to start, it's at 8 a.m. in Woodstock.
Yeah, we're going to gather at 8 a.m. and it'll start around 8:30 or 9.
And you're assuming, you're going on the assumption that round about 7 that evening.
Yeah.
People would have straggled up into Catskill.
And if people are really interested in doing part of the walk or all the walk, we really hope they'll register, and all that, and all the ways into the registration are on all the contact information we just gave you.
Okay, and we'll go through that one. Just as a little parenthesis, which is what I kind of like to do, make my little parentheses. What is the scenario vis-a-vis the authorities? You can't help but consider any type of Occupy situation without thinking about that. I mean,
right. Well,
you're walking along highways, public thoroughfares, yes, but have you reached out to, I suppose, the state police, state troopers, the local authorities? I mean, is there anything that anyone needs to sort of be cognizant of in terms of maybe how they, do people need to dress with reflective gear?
We will put out to anybody who's going to be on the walk or part of it a whole list of things that we want them to know, A, about the walk, B, about what they should bring. And the Catskill Police has just been incredible. So they will probably be out at Price Chopper and bring us in.
What about... I shouldn't even be facetious about this. I want to, but I won't. And other authorities, Woodstock, Saugerties. I mean, everyone seems to be pretty.
Yeah,
cool
I
about
think
this.
It's really important also to understand that everything that we're doing is by the law.
Sure.
You can walk. We're walking on a public road.
But that's that. I mean, let me just interject. That has not stopped authorities in certain other jurisdictions from,
Right. Unfortunately for us, this is not New York City.
Okay. Well, I wasn't even New York, yes. But all right. Well, contact information, could you give that one last time?
Sure. Our website is wewillnotbesilent.net, and you want to go in and then click on current events, and it'll take you right to the Occupy the Landscape page, both to register and to donate. We certainly hope you're going to be donating both to the Greene County Council on the Arts and to this amazing community radio station. And you can find us on Facebook at Occupy the Landscape in the events, and also on We Will Not Be Silent.
Okay. Emma Missouri, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Again, we're going to have music from Jill Sutton momentarily. When we get set up again, let's go back into some Charlie Hayden, Carla Bley. You're tuned to 90.7 FM WGXC Community Radio, Greene and Columbia County.